Hey yo, what is up my guys? DB Zarian, you already know what time it is. We're about to get into another video. Y'all read the title, let's get straight to it. All right, so story behind this video. So like 3-4 days ago, one of my followers hit me up and he was like, yo DBZ, like I see, like, you know, you got your this popping anime page and stuff, you know, you kind of clouded right now. You know, I can see obviously you're not having no trouble with the ladies. He was like, you know, it just seems like you all got it going on, like, and as a certified weeb like yourself, like, how do you still manage to watch anime and not seem like a complete weirdo? And I had no idea how to respond. And actually, it's what prompted me to make this video, because it, at that point, it became blatantly apparent to me that not everybody knows how to be a weeb and not be, I'm not gonna curse, and not be a freaking weirdo, feel me? So what we're gonna do is we're gonna get into this. I'm gonna give y'all a few reasons why, if you're a weeb, you probably not pulling as much as you want to. All right, so let's get it started. All right, so let's go ahead and start with reason number one: clothing. All right, so anyway, so when I buy clothes, like anime clothes, y'all gotta be stylish with it. Like, y'all can't just buy a big shirt with Goku face on it. Like, I'm sure there's some that are stylish, but you can't just buy a big shirt with Goku's face on it, plastered over you, and go out wearing that and some basketball shorts that don't match and some flip-flops and expect to be pulling. Like, I don't know what it is, but the anime community, just, we got some of the worst dressers across the entire internet. Y'all can't dress, bro, and it be killing me, bro. Like, man, I be seeing some weird stuff. Like, if you can wear some anime stuff and rock it and, like, you know, incorporate it into a style, like, that's cool, that's lit. But if you wearing the full Tanjiro outfit to the movies, I can't help you, bro. Like, you can't do that. you're not gonna be on that level if you're doing stuff like that. Like, you can't wear a full Ichigo Hollow cosplay to Walmart to get some milk and expect everybody to be like, damn, he cool, he fly. Nah, bro. I understand you love anime, but learn to express your love for anime in subtle ways. Other anime fans are gonna know, bro. If I see a Saiyan symbol on somebody across the way, like, I know it's a Saiyan symbol, I might not flag you down and be like, hey, yo, that's a Saiyan symbol, like, what's up? Nah, I might not do that. However, I know, I see it. That means I know you like Dragon Ball Z. I like Dragon Ball Z. We have a connection there, and that's even an opportunity to make friends. The subtle ways to say that you like anime are always the best, in my opinion. Not to say that you should be ashamed and be like, oh, I'ma hide it and I'ma just make it like this. Like, yeah, you can be bold with it. Like, that's cool, but there's such a thing as too bold. You feel me? Like, you can't, like I said, you can't wear a full Goku costume to the frat party you got invited to. Like, it's dead. All right, second thing on clothing. Well, another thing that's dead with clothing is y'all gotta stop buying, like, these, I know y'all see the anime shirts that be at Walmart that everybody have, right? So at this point, it's dead. Like, you almost, to get a unique anime shirt, you almost gotta custom make it at this point. And that still might not even guarantee you to be the, like, only person within a 50-mile radius to be that shirt. However, when y'all go to Walmart and y'all buy those, like, $7 shirts that you know the whole school got, like, there's this one in particular that I used to see. There was this Kakashi shirt. Y'all probably know what I'm talking about. There was a Kakashi shirt and it had Kakashi on it. It has his Sharingan in the background. Bro, that shirt dropped. I said, oh, that's dope. I thought about getting it. And I was so glad I didn't get it the next day, because I went to school and I saw, and I kid you not, I saw at least 11 people with that shirt on. I was like, bro, there's no way. All y'all bought that shirt, y'all saw each other. Like, y'all saw each other in the shirt. Y'all both looking like, damn, he got the same shirt on as me. And then was like, oh, it's cool, I'm gonna rock it. Y'all gotta stop that, bro. It's embarrassing. You're an embarrassment. You're embarrassing your mother, your family. If I was them, I would disown you. That's some crazy stuff, bro. Stop doing that. Like, there's nothing wrong with having the same shirt as somebody else, but when everybody has the shirt, bro, come on, man. Imagine you trying to, you know, you trying to talk to a girl, you know, and you spitting game or whatever, and then four people walk behind you with the same shirt. You like, bro, she gonna know it's like a Walmart exclusive, bro. Like, chill out. The next thing is y'all mannerisms in public, bro. Like, it's cool to like do stuff or like have fun, you know, like that's fire, that's lit. But there's always such a thing as too much, you feel me? So like me, sometimes, you know, I'll be messing around with my friends, I'll do like a little hand sign, be like, yo, I'm about to beat your ass, something like that. Like that's cool, like you're just playing around. But y'all be dead ass thinking y'all are living in an anime, bro. If I'm about to fight you and you start powering up, that's a problem. If I'm chasing you and you start Naruto running, that's a problem. If I'm like playing a video game with you and we like start playing, you like, all right, I'm about to get serious, Bankai, and you start like, bro, like, chill. It's good, but chill. y'all really be doing the most of this anime stuff. Like I said, it's cool to be a fan, bro. Damn, y'all can see my bed ain't met up. Anyway, it's cool to be an anime fan, but y'all take it a little, just a little too far. Y'all take it like that much too far. Feel me? Like, y'all just tone it down. Like, take it down like 4 notches. 1, 2, 3, 4. Feel me? 4 notches. Take it down. Like I said, bro, y'all just gotta, y'all just chill out with that. All right, and then further on, like, let's go ahead and get in some more stuff. Y'all act like I don't know how to talk to girls. And then, like, I know y'all see those things on TikTok where it'd be like a dude that's like real, like, I don't know, not feminine, but weird. Y'all, but at my school, we used to call them weeaboos. So all the anime kids used to wear foxtails and shit to class. Like, they were called weeaboos for us. that's kind of a bully. Anyway, yeah, we used to call them weeaboos. And I don't know, it was just weird because the way they would talk, like, damn. The way they used to talk, like, I know y'all see like the people that like talk like this on purpose. Y'all better not screenshot that. I know y'all finna screenshot that. I'm about to get 4 pictures of that pose tomorrow in my DM. Anyway, y'all be talking like that, or like putting your fingers together and talking like you in an anime, you're talking all high pitch and stuff. Cut it out, bro. It's not cool. Like, if you're trying to talk to a girl and you go up to her and you start talking to her like that, I don't know what to tell you, bro. Like, come on, man. That's childish. Cut it out. Cut it out, bro. Oh, man. I was thinking about it. There's like this TikTok. I'm gonna link y'all to TikTok in the description of this video. There's like this TikTok of this dude. It's like, I'm not even finna try and like impersonate it, cause it's ass. It's a 2-pack of ass. Word to Joe Budden, bro. That it's just disgusting. But yeah, y'all just gotta, y'all take being yourself to a whole nother level, bro. Like, it's cool to be yourself, but you ain't gotta do all that. You feel me? Like, you just chill out, bro. Chill out. I guess it is what it is. The other alternative to everything I just said is finding somebody who's just as weird as you. That's my ultimate, like gimme. Like, if you weird as hell and you wearing foxtails to school and dyeing your hair purple and wearing Ichigo costumes, cool. Find a girl or a guy that does that, then y'all can be weird together, and then there's no issues. That's that's the simple solution. Find somebody else that's just as weird as you. But yeah. Anyway, that's gonna wrap up this video. I hope y'all weaves take some of what I said into consideration and y'all start to tone it down a little bit or do something. Maybe if y'all follow my directions, y'all might start to pull some females or something. Y'all might start, you know, macking a little bit. You might start dripping a little bit like me. I know y'all see me out here. Come on, man. But yeah, so that's gonna wrap it up for this video. Make sure y'all follow me on IG at DBZarian. Make sure y'all go ahead and subscribe right now. I appreciate all the love I've been getting lately. Hey, by the way, we almost at 20K on the main IG. This is fire. Perfect opportunity for us to go ahead and go up, you know? So I'm trying to go up every day. So I appreciate y'all, like I said. Oh, by the way, giveaway at 20K. I'm going to be giving away some merch. I'm about to start making my own merch. As soon as I make some more money, bro, the merch is coming. Y'all got to let me know what y'all want. I'm going to put up a poll on my story later, but... man, I'm looking to get like maybe some headbands, maybe like some shirts or something, bro. We're gonna put some stuff together. Believe me, we're gonna have some stuff. So, man, the minute y'all start buying merch and stuff, it, like, y'all support means a lot to me. So I appreciate y'all. Like I said, I'll catch y'all in the next video. Peace.